It's Hank FM, and this.
This is why this. We can't have
nice things.
This. Nice things.
Actually, these are the reasons that we can't have nice things. Rounding up the usual suspects. And if you would like to ever submit a family member, yourself, and or a friend, you can always write Why We Can't Have Nice Things, courtesy of Hank FM, P.O. Box 146, White Plains, New York, 26122. I don't know where that goes, but it should be fun. We start off Why We Can't Have Nice Things as we get you ready for your Texas Rangers. Yet again, tomorrow for Will It Float. They are right now two straight wins over the visiting New York Yankees. And a couple of nights ago, their Monday night, Ranger Joc Pederson, one of our new acquisitions of the year, has been having a very tough start to the year, but he's turned things around. And this is from the Yankees Broadcast Network, the YES Network. So these are the Yankees homers. Trash-talking Joc Pederson as he steps up to the plate.
There is Joc Pederson, who has really struggled.
Yeah. Stunning. Those numbers are absolutely stunning from Joc Pederson, who signed a two-year, $20 million deal to come over here.
And then they kind of start bashing how he looks.
Hitting a .126.
And you can see the physique definitely has evolved for Joc.
Well.
2-1.
Yeah, the 2-1. And and gone. Home run. Mic drop. Bat flip. Yankees. Dum, 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 dum. Well, let's go to California and more baseball fun. A 27-year-old man in California has been arrested for stealing from a Little League facility. Got about $5,000 worth of stuff, but was caught on a surveillance camera. 27-year-old man Freddie Solario Jr. stole from some middle schoolers and burglarized a Little League facility. Stole over, about $5,000 worth of equipment. And he wasn't stealing old gear and baseballs. He got in some storage areas, too, that had power tools and other stuff. He knew what he was looking for, and they were looking right at him, caught on surveillance camera, and was recognized due to his, quote, extensive criminal history. The local news did a story on it, and one kid asked, "Why are you stealing from this local Little League? We're trying to have fun here." Yeah, man.
Dum, 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 dum.
Let's stay in L.A. as a woman was left with a huge parking ticket after she visited a local hospital. So this happened in Los Angeles County. Kate Daniels says she visited Glendale Memorial Hospital this past Friday. 45 minutes, she was there inside the facility. Well, the little parking machine, once she exited, charged her for $7,829. It had, due to a computer glitch, the company says, Parking Company of America, which is generically named, they operate the garage. It's charged her for being there over 3 years to the tune of nearly $8,000. It has taken a little while to get her money back, but it's in the process. The company plans to replace the parking machine. I'd almost believe it, though. You ever try to park at a hospital?
Dum, 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 dum.
That's why you drive an ambulance. That's the only way you can get anywhere close. 32-year-old man. Also, why are we in California so much? What, Florida getting a pass today? 32-year-old man in California, Tyler Jones, has been allegedly caught shoplifting about $1,500 worth of merchandise from three Bay Area pharmacies last month. He hit up a CVS, a Walgreens, and they still have Safeways out there. But he wasn't concerned necessarily about his own health and the wellness of others. Stealing 21 bottles of probiotics. Very specific. Evidently, there is a black market for probiotics. And he was planning to sell it all on there. He was stopped by police for riding his bike on the road without lights at night. But he thought he was stopped because the Safeway had reported him. So he blurted out immediately, "Hey, I don't know why you're here, but I didn't steal from that Safeway." And they said, "That's interesting you bring that up."
Dum, 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 dum.
And then how's your gut health? Speaking of, let's end not in California, in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Ah, where mystery and magic awaits. A recent burglary there at the Hot Springs Water Treatment Plant has led to a massive cleanup issue and raw sewage running all through the Gulf of George near the lake that feeds the hot springs and the town. So the would-be thief going in there, I don't know, stealing copper or something like that. That's what he was after. And he actually broke through some areas that crews just on a daily basis have a hard time getting through in the pump station. In fact, the head of the Hot Springs Water Department, which is a fun title to have, said, I'm not sure how he did it. We have a hard time accessing that area. But he couldn't get himself out. So he broke the relief valve system that flowed raw sewage all throughout the area. It is now taking them well into today, still trying to clean it up. The suspect got away. He is expected to be armed and extremely foul-smelling. And they're considering renaming, I don't know. I mean, it was hot and springy. That was dumb. That's just not the kind you want, though. I hope that's where Heather Lee didn't go.